In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Merry Christmas to you all. That's a nice response. It's Christmas morning, July morning, and it's the morning where we are celebrating the Word of God that was in the beginning. Now it is with each and every one of us as light to the darkness. In and through the appearance of Christ within us, enable us to be called light of Christ. And that's the message for each and every one of us today. As Christ presents who God is to us to be with us, we are being called and being reminded that we are the light to the darkness, so that the darkness of sin never be exist in our world. In celebrating with joy, with gratitude and thanksgiving to God for this great loving gift for us, let us first of all, again and again, ask God's forgiveness, so that in and through our true hearts of repentfulness, may God in his mercy forgive our sins.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for a testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know who he is. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choices, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I say, the one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Christ Jesus. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Again, Merry Christmas to you all. I was at the Mass last night, midnight Mass, and hear what I heard from some Catholics last night. If I participate in the virtual Christmas Mass, there is no need for us to come to the morning Mass. But those two things are different. There is a difference between the virtual Christmas Mass and this Mass for Christmas. These are the special Masses for Christmas. These are morning Christmas Mass. Why I say those two things are different is because the readings of last night is different from the readings of today. The Gospel reading of last night was from St. Luke, and it was the story of the Christmas, or Gospel reading last night was Christmas story from the Gospel of St. Luke. It is a story of faith so simple that even children can understand it very clearly. Yet, even after 2,000 years, it is a mystery so profound that the richness of its meaning remains endless, or the richness of the meaning of this Christmas story remains no end. It's continued on until now. And we are reminded again of God's, in and through this story, of God's providential care that makes all history a sacred history. It is because of that word that was mentioned in the Gospel of today, that was with God, who is God, now being with each and every one of us. And it's not only the word that comes and dwells within us. It brings all that was with God and in God. It means the dignity that God have in that word that was in the beginning, now in within each and every one of us. That's why history of this story of the Christmas is so sacred. God, or God's plan of salvation for man in history, was never or ever been blocked by anyone who have power in this world. And that's why God's own purpose are ultimately achieved by the way he let known and he let go of that story of salvation that enter into our very being today. And that's why we have Christmas today. But Christmas itself, if we look at it physically, there is a timelessness of Christmas. Surely by 6 or 7 tonight, Christmas fades away. All the busyness of whatever we prepare for the last 2, 3, 4 weeks will be done, gone suddenly by tomorrow, just like nothing happened. The timelessness of Christmas suddenly appears very fast, but the sacredness of the history of salvation that has been exist and being present to each and every one of us today never fades away. But Christmas, the way we celebrate physically, fades away. As it was foretold by the prophet, according to the story, or the Christmas story, Mary gives birth to a Savior, who is our Lord Christ, who is Jesus. She gave birth to that word of God in Bethlehem, the city of David. Mary surely is the faithful, willing agent of God's loving purpose. Her yes, as we have talked about it last Sunday, her completely and faithfully yes enable the word of God to be in flesh and to be within us now as we experience it, as we celebrate this Christmas. It is surely after giving birth by our mother to her son, the love of God enabled her to wrap Jesus and placed him on that humble manger, which gives us another perfect message of what Christmas is for us. Not only that God's divinity is within us, but the way we have to accept that divinity of God, it's not something that when we accept it and receive it within ourselves, then we have to let ourselves be proud and overlook others. Humility is the message that is given by that manger where after Mary gave birth to Jesus, wrapped her and placed him on the manger, which means the way we have to accept the divinity of God should be in humility. But it was not only Mary who was the agent of God's salvific plan of salvation. Even Joseph have something or have part into it. Joseph, together with our mother, now become the first or number one agents of God's plans of salvation, or agents of the incarnation word of God to each and every one of us. Christ is born of Mary so that he might be born and live within us all. Those who accept the word become flesh through faith now becomes children of God, not by natural generation, but as a gift of divine gift from God. Today's gospel brings forth to us the true meaning of Christmas and the loving purpose of who God is to each and every one of us. The meaning of Christmas and God's loving purpose will not be completely realized until the eternal fulfillment of Jesus' Last Supper prayer, which says, and he let known to us, I pray that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us. That prayer of Christ make us completely and fulfill the true meaning of what Christmas is. And at the same time, in and through that prayer brings to us what Christmas means in us, especially in our community. A family meaning that when we celebrate Christmas, it is the coming together of who you are in a family, celebrate together that loving gift given by God to each and every one of us. The heart of the mystery of Christmas is giving and receiving. The heart of the mystery of Christmas is giving and receiving gift. God has given us that greatest gift of his, the word who Christ made it flesh to us so that Christ can be with us and bring who God is to us. As it was mentioned in the gospel, no one ever seen God. But surely, if we accept and see Christ, we see God. And the way we have to accept who God is and who Christ is to us is accept it not only with humility, but accept it as a symbol which the gospel of last night made known to us, and also today, light to the darkness. To be a light in the darkness means whenever we receive that gift of Christ and make ourselves other Christ, we are being enlightened by the same Christ who is the light, so that when we become light, sin, darkness of sin, will never be within us. And that is our prayer in this Mass. Let us continue to pray that with humility, let us in this Christmas be lights to the darkness, so that the loving, giving gift of God be ever dwell within us. Merry Christmas to you all.
Grant, O merciful God, that just as the Savior of the world born this day is the offer of divine generation for us, so he may be the giver even of immortality, who lives and reigns forever and ever. For before we go our own way today, on behalf of Father Ramon, Milbauer, Father Kenneth, and myself, we would like again and again to wish you a very blessed Christmas, and also as we are about to enter into 2017, may you have a very successful year. All the failures of 2016, not 60, may never be exist, but all the good things can we receive 2017. I always make comments on whatever I see. If you see the nativity scene here, the animals looks very nice. And all the animals are looking at the baby Jesus, but there is only one baby lamb who is, the way I look at it, he is shouting to each and every one of us. For this special Christmas, can we shout aloud, the Lord of all things, the Savior of all things, and the Redeemer of who we are, be announced to each and every one of us. So if we don't have anything to say to another, just let him or her be heard. What you say, that today Christ is born to us, he is your Savior and our Savior. That's how I look at this small, tiny lamp here. So let the shout of his be our shout as a good news to others. That will pinpoint this Christmas for each and every one of us. May you all have a very happy Christmas in your families. Let us bow our heads for God's blessings. May the God of infant goodness, who by the incarnation of his Son has driven darkness from this world, and by the glorious birth has illumined this most holy day, drive far from you the darkness of vice, and illumine your hearts with the light of virtue. Amen.
Amen.
May God, who willed that the great joy of his Son's saving birth be announced to shepherds by the angel, fill your minds, and with the gladness he gives, and make your heralds of his gospel. Amen. And may God, who by the incarnation brought together the earthly and heavenly realm, fill you with the gift of his peace and favor, and make you sharers with the church in heaven. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace, continue to love and serve our Lord. Thank you.